up each other to friends, and I might drive you around the bend, but I'm sure it's crazy good to work it out in the end. I might kiss you on the lips despite your nose, but I guess that's how it goes. Let's keep falling in love with our strange bedfellows.
You remember how Trent Reznor did like the score and all the music for The Social Network?
Yes, yeah, but it was very understated.
Like, oh, yeah, like Trent Rett, like that's the guy from Nine Inch Nails. See how understated it is?
Yeah.
That's how I felt watching the movie tonight about Tom York and Radiohead.
Okay.
I was like, oh, this music in this movie is so like driving and like grinding, you know? What is Tom York thinking? What is Radiohead thinking?
It's 15 Step is the song on there. I think it's a song off of In Rainbows.
Yeah, it plays over the credits. And I just assumed, I recognized it as a Radiohead song. I recognized Tom York's voice. But then I was like thinking back on the rest of the movie. I was like, was it all Radiohead? Must have been. Must be like The Social Network.
It's interesting that you should say
where
that.
Where they did the whole score.
The answer is no. And Sarah had a comment about this at the end of the movie. Because I made her watch it with me. And she was like... It's like a perfect summation of what this movie is, that the soundtrack just goes from
something
like
Jack loves,
Radiohead to Iron and Wine to Linkin Park.
Yeah,
just
it's all over the
seamlessly.
Place. Yeah.
It's just like kind of all over the place.
Yeah.
But you know, that I like that Linkin Park song is good, and the Iron and Wine song, whew, oh mama, made me fall in love with a vampire.
Yeah, there's a song in there. I always watch things with subtitles because I have ADHD and I have to, or else I miss everything. Yeah. And there was some song in there where they kept talking about American mouths, which I would have only recognized because I saw the lyrics on the screen.
American mouths. I wonder what that means. That's something to think about.
That's a podcast concept right there.
Yeah, that's us.
Yeah, we can do American Girl for the theme song, except it'll just be us singing over the word girl.
Yeah.
Mouth.
Great. Mouth.
We watched, what is this, Jack? What are we doing here? Celebrating the art of Radiohead and their contributions to this beautiful film.
Hello and welcome back to another episode of American Mouths.
Did you see what I'm wearing tonight in honor of the film we watched?
Oh yeah, you're wearing a like a druid's hooded.
Blah!
Oh, it's for you're a vampire.
Blah! I'm wearing my podcasting cloak.
His podcasting cloak. It's not cool. It makes me feel, even though people can't see this, we got to film these. Guys, we can do a video podcast now. I'm talking to the audience.
Yeah,
audience.
We won't.
We can and just should.
Well, we're not. I don't think we're attractive enough. I think we're attractive. I just don't think we're attractive enough.
I think that cloak pushes you over the edge.
Does it?
But you made me feel kind of viscerally embarrassed for both of us, even though no one can see us.
I think it looks cool, man. I think it makes me look sort of dignified.
We're talking about the vampire.
We watched a vampire movie
tonight. Watched a vampire movie, but it's love is in it as well.
That was horny. It was horny 17-year-old vampires.
Yeah.
Big hit film. Was actually, what do you call it? What do you call reverse fanfic?
Yeah, it was reverse fanfic for 50 Shades of Grey.
Yeah, it's reverse reverse 50 Shades of Grey fanfic.
Yeah.
In that
it was
inspired by
truth.
The story.
This is the fan
that
truth.
Was inspired by this story.
This is the fan truth that made the fan fiction that was 50 Shades of Grey.
Yeah.
And it's a truth about vampires, and they're most of them are nicer than you would expect.
Yeah, except the main one, the one that we have to deal with all the time. He's kind of a sullen little brat.
Yeah, he's kind of a sullen little brat, isn't he? Yeah.
And then there's the angry one.
And they play vampire baseball. Folks, we haven't, Tanner and I had never seen this film, and I'd never read the book.
Nor have I read the book.
And neither has Tanner. And so I didn't know what to expect.
The film is called Twilight.
Oh, it's Twilight. We watched Twilight this week. It's love. It's in the theme.
Hey, can I do
of
an impression?
Doing. I'd love that.
Can I do an impression?
Mm-hmm.
Not a romance.
Don't. Is that me?
That's not a romance. No, it's not you.
Who is it?
Hey, Jamie, we're watching Twilight for the podcast this week. Yeah. Not a romance.
Is that Jamie?
Can you hear me? Jamie, can you hear me? No. I think we're in the clear.
Yeah, well, she does listen, I think.
Yeah, sure. Well, I have a couple weeks then.
you're going to be like, that was a I was a different person.
I was sick. I was recovering from that cold still.
Remember? And we had that difficult bedtime with Miles. Remember?
Yeah.
I don't think of you that way.
Yeah.
Yes. No, Jamie's right. I used to say that. I used to be like that. I used to be like Jamie. But you've kind of worn me down.
Yeah. You need to have sort of an embracing view, an open view of the genre, if you really want to celebrate it the way I like to celebrate it.
I now have a view that what we mostly do here is we watch movies and sometimes read
usually
books.
Usually Meg Ryan movies.
That ideally have Meg Ryan in them, but the through line is that people fall in love in them.
People do fall in love, or
and
in
that's
vampire,
mostly,
or on Pierce.
That's one of the main things.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you can call that a romance or not.
Yeah, I call this one a romance, but they both lived at the end.
Yes, they both lived.
They were both...
Some of them forever.
Yeah, I think so. And then I think... Are we going to watch the other movies?
I sure hope not.
Can I do spoilers then?
For what?
I'm pretty sure she turns into a vampire.
A vampire? Yeah, everybody fucking knows that, dude.
Okay, well, I didn't know that. And I think she has a weird little CGI baby at some point.
It's a story about how men can't control themselves.
Yeah.
Sexually. Yeah. Isn't
well,
it?
Some men can.
Some men can, but it's really
I'm
hard.
Team Jacob.
Yeah.
And you I've can, always been Team Jacob.
Here's a question. Can you be Team... We should say what it's about for people who don't know, but can you be Team Jacob for this movie? Because he's not even really in it.
Yeah, he's barely in it. I
and
think
he looks like
he does,
shit.
And he never turns into a wolf. Yeah, and he looks ridiculous. Taylor Lautner. He's got long, dark hair, and he looks very silly because it's not the Taylor Lautner we're used to. Yeah. He's also got the whitest teeth in the world. He looks like a toothpaste commercial.
Yeah.
Can you be Team Jacob already? Well, I think I have the benefit of hindsight, so I know that teams will eventually coalesce around this franchise. So I'm staking my claim now on Team Jacob, which means you have to be Team Edward.
That seems fine.
Were already Team Edward.
No, but I think that fits with our personalities. I'm sort of dark and brooding and sad. I have sad eyes, don't I?
Yeah, you do have sad eyes.
And I listen to The Cure. And you're upbeat and you drive a pickup truck with your dad. And, listen
come over to watch the baseball
roll.
Game.
Yeah. 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 You're the one they marry. I'm the one they fall in love with. Or so,
oh,
whatever.
Does she marry Team Jacob?
I'm just saying.
Is that who she has that weird
I don't
CGI
know.
Baby
we
with?
Should say about the book.
God, we're going to have to watch the rest of these, aren't we?
Yeah, let's do it. Next week we're doing Twilight 2.
A New Dawn or whatever it's called.
There's nothing happened in it, this movie.
Plenty happened. Okay, did you fucking watch it?
Yeah, let's get into it.
Bella.
Isabella Thorne.
Swan.
Isabella Swan. Her full name is Isabel Swan.
Yeah, but everyone calls her Bella.
Everyone calls her Bella.
Bells.
And she's Kristen Stewart.
Yes.
Do you remember that there was some controversy that Kristen Stewart, it's just a sign of how even a short time ago things were different. Didn't she she was smoking pot.
Jesus, what?
Yeah, Kristen Stewart.
Was she really?
Yeah.
Fuck, I regret renting this movie now. And
do you
lining
remember?
Her druggy pockets.
Wasn't that a thing?
What's that banging?
I think my child is banging on the door.
Transformers time?
Come on, come here and say goodnight.
Good night, Cyril.
Let's say about this movie. It's vampire.
Bella the Swan. She's a swan. And she moves from sunny Phoenix, Arizona
to this tiny town called something Forks.
Forks, Washington. I've been. Have you been?
No. It's got 3,120
You've never been to
people.
Forks, Washington?
No, I haven't.
It is an utterly charmless city.
Okay, perfect.
Jamie and I were in the Pacific Northwest on our baby moon, which is a vacation you enjoy when you're about to have a baby and your life changes irreversibly and for the worse.
Yeah.
So you go on a vacation to enjoy being parent, non-parents.
I refuse to do it.
You refuse to go on the baby moon?
Yeah, because I didn't want to I don't like that concept. Hey, let's have one last nice time.
Yeah.
You know, I don't like that as a concept.
So on principle, you decided going against the baby moon, and now instead of having one last nice time, you didn't have one last nice time.
Yes, and I
just
feel,
on principle,
and I'm grateful for it.
Well, we did it, and we went up to the very northwestern tip of the United States of America, the Olympic Peninsula.
Yeah.
And to get there, you have to drive through a little town called Forks, Washington. Yeah. And it is a depressing place.
Okay. Well, sorry to all our Forks, Washington listeners.
I don't think anyone actually lives there.
It's got 3,120 people. That's what they say. And she moves there, and then she's a goth at school, kind of.
She's sort of a goth who drives a pickup truck. It's kind of cool. It's like a train song.
With her dad. Yeah.
Yeah.
And
her dad is the local sheriff.
What's going on at the school? Well, there are cliques. There's the cool kids. There's the
normal kids.
There's the 150-year-old vampire family who all
like incest family, and that's how they're introduced. They like brood into the lunchroom, and Bella's like, "Who are they?" And her friends are like, "Those are the Cullens. They're all brothers and sisters, and they fuck."
They're Dr. and Mrs. Cullen's foster kids. They moved down here from Alaska like a few years ago. They kind of keep to themselves. Yeah, because they're all together. Like, together. The blonde girl, that's Rosalie, and the big dark-haired guy, Emmett, they're like a thing. I'm not even sure that's legal.
Yeah. That's
and Bella's
true.
Like, that's weird. And they're like, I don't know. Is it?
Yeah. I don't know. Who knows what's weird here in Forks?
They also look bananas.
They look crazy.
Let's not gloss over the fact that they all look like vampires.
Yeah. They all look like vampires. I've never seen a more obvious vampire. Even in this, you look pretty vampiric, but they're not even wearing cloaks.
I mean, they do wear clothes.
Cloaks.
No, they not in the movie.
And what happens? Well, I'll tell you. Bella feels this real attraction, doesn't she? He smells her in science.
It's the
class.
First thing, and that's my burn of the week.
Okay, yeah, let's just.
That's my burn. The first time Bella walks into her biology class, Edward Cullen notices her and visibly throws up in his mouth.
Oh, yeah. He's like, he can't even look at her because he can sense the smell. He can smell her so bad.
And he immediately, after class is over, charges out of the room and goes to the office to try to switch out of biology, and she catches him doing it. So my burn is on Bella for being like so vile that she makes Edward Cullen throw up in his mouth.
There must be something open. Physics, biochem.
Every class is full. Just a minute, dear. I'm afraid you'll have to stay in biology.
Fine. Just have to endure it.
We've had this before in romance novels.
It's sort of a part of the genre.
Somebody stinks, yeah. And she just stinks so bad.
Yeah, she's
but he's like
terrible.
Into it. It's like gasoline or something, you know, like where you just like kind of like the weird bad
smell.
Oh,
yeah. What's that smell for you?
I like the smell of gasoline.
Oh, yeah. I like sulfur.
Yeah, there you go.
Get a hot spring.
Yeah, there you go. Can't get enough of it. I guess since we're bopping around, I'll tell you my burns. I've got two.
Yeah,
burns.
Please. Please.
At the 22-minute and 34-second mark, there's this guy who, like, I kind of thought that he was going to be like this jockey guy who's bad just because I'm like used to teen dramas.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I know the guy you're talking about.
But he's not really. He's just a guy. Nobody's bad in this movie except this one baseball vampire.
there's one vampire who's bad. Even his vampire, the bad guy vampire buddies are good.
Yeah, and he's not even that bad. Like, he initially is like, hey, let's play baseball together.
So, could you use three more players? Oh, come on. Just one game.
Sure. Why not?
A few of us were leaving. You could take their place.
What about first?
I'm the one with the wicked curveball.
And then he's like, I want to hunt your friend.
There is one other vampire.
Yeah.
One of the Cullens is this like kind of meathead dude.
Yeah.
And he insists on anytime he's riding in a car or a Jeep.
Yeah.
He insists on standing straight up.
Yeah.
With his body hanging out the top of the Jeep. Did you notice that?
Yeah. It's awesome.
That's cool.
Anyway, this guy who's just a regular guy at school, he's kind of a jock, and I thought he was going to be bad, but he's not. And my burn is the following exchange that they have. The guy says to Bella,
"No, I wanted to ask you. You know, it's like a month away, but do you want to go to prom? So, what do you think?"
And Bella says,
"About what?"
Because she's
everyone's hot for Bella too.
Everyone's hot for Bella.
Tries to ask her out to prom, but she has to be in Jacksonville, Florida.
Yeah, she's immediately kind of popular, but in this weird, like, I don't know. She's just everyone's kind of finds her alluring, and like it breaks the paradigms of like of who are the jocks and who are the cool kids. It's just like we all love Bella. She's the fucking best.
Yeah.
I've got another burn. It's at the 1 hour and 1 minute mark. Edward Cullen, I guess, spoiler, Edward is a vampire, and he is explaining to Bella what it's about, being, he's a vegetarian vampire, he doesn't...
Yeah, the vegetarian vampires only eat animal flesh.
And he says to her...
But it's like a human only living on tofu. Keeps you strong, but you're never fully satisfied.
Yeah, and that's a burn on what, you?
On us vegetarians.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's not true, also. Unless I don't know it, I am sometimes fully satisfied.
Oh, yeah. I don't know if I've ever been fully satisfied by a tofu meal. That's not true. I had tofu last night. It was delicious.
Yeah, fucking absolutely delicious, and it's the best, and I'm often fully satisfied with a tofu
meal. I'll say this, Jack. As the resident Forks, Washington expert, someone who's been to Forks as a vegetarian, not terribly accommodating.
Yeah.
The town. The vegetarian lifestyle.
Well, was this pre-Twilight?
That I went?
Yeah.
No, firmly post-Twilight.
Okay, maybe that's what happened. But I've just realized Edward was made a vampire by a nice doctor who is a good guy, to save him, you know, 100 years ago.
Yeah, he was dying of Spanish influenza in the early 20th century.
So how long have you been like this?
Since 1918, that's when Carlisle found me, dying of Spanish influenza.
What was it like?
The venom was excruciating, but what Carlisle did was much harder. Not many of us have the restraint to do that.
But didn't he just have to fight?
So what does this dude know about being a vegetarian living on tofu?
Oh, right.
Nothing. He's talking out of his ass.
I mean, unless he traveled to, like, feudal Japan at some point and had, like, proto-tofu, you know?
Yeah, who knows? Who's to say? They're vampires.
Yeah, they're vampires. There's a very handsome vampire doctor called Dr. Cullen who turns teens into vampires.
But when they're dying.
I would love to dig into his backstory a little bit, because that's pretty interesting.
I don't think people talk about him enough. Everyone's talking
about
Edward.
And he's also, like... The vampires all look like vampires, but Dr. Cullen looks like a fucking vampire. There's no mistake.
There's no question that he's a vampire.
He's got the palest skin in the world. He's got like red eyes.
Yeah.
That dude's a vampire. And he also seems very nice.
He seems really
nice. Just a lovely guy.
At first, I thought he was going to be evil. This is a thing. If you haven't seen Twilight, it's what's surprising. And I've said it already, but no one's bad in the movie. Really.
No. You know, Jack and I came up on Blade. You know,
and
where
Blade,
all the
a lot
vampires
of them
are
bad
except for one who's still pretty
Blade.
Bad.
And Blade's still pretty bad, but he's also
kind of an
anti-hero. Badass. Yeah.
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 So we were really expecting this. Oh, and of course we came up with Daybreakers too.
Yeah.
So we were expecting, I was expecting some Daybreaker rules.
Even Buffy, most of the vampires are bad.
Yeah, right? Angel's bad.
Sometimes.
Sometimes.
Even Angel's bad sometimes. Yeah.
Yeah. Spike's bad.
Yeah, Spike's usually bad.
Vampires are bad.
Yeah. Vampires are bad, but not in this.
Not in this. In this, they're all broody teens.
They're all broody
except
teens.
Except for the one.
Yeah.
The one, the main vampire, Dr. Cullen. And yeah, I would love to get into his backstory a little bit. Do you think they did like a spinoff?
I would watch or read that.
Should we do it?
Yes.
And then we won't make any of them vampires, and it'll be about S&M.
Okay.
We'll add some S&M stuff in too.
That sounds good.
Yeah.
Dr. Cullen. So he's a doctor. That's
already
kind of naughty.
Yeah.
Okay.
And like, I guess we'll be in the book too, and we'll be like his nurses.
Mm-hmm.
Nurse Jack and Nurse Tanner.
Dr. Cullen and his two middle-aged nurses.
His two RNs. And we will get registered.
Yeah, we'll get registered. That's good. Yeah. And we'll play nurse and doctor.
And we'll just go around the planet reviving hotties and turning them into vampires.
That sounds great. So in the lore of this, when the sunshine comes, the vampires get bedazzled, don't they?
Yeah, and they never really explain what's happening there. I thought maybe his skin was melting.
Yeah, he's. I thought it was going to be bad. He was like...
But he seems to like it almost.
So he's like, Bella like takes it in stride. He's like, I am a vampire. And she's like, yeah. Oh, okay. That kind of works for me. And he's like, get on my back and I'll climb up a tree like a big squirrel.
Yeah, and it'll look so bad.
It'll look messed up.
It'll look terrible. It's 2008 and we haven't like figured out like... John Wick hasn't come out yet, so we don't know how to do.
We don't know how to do
stunts.
This. Yeah, and so he and climbs up terrible. The tree, and then he's like, "Don't look at me in the sun. This is the skin of a killer."
Yeah,
and
it's a sexy thing to say.
And then she looks at him in the sun anyway, and he's bedazzled.
Yeah,
and she says,
"You're beautiful."
He did look beautiful,
and he says,
"Beautiful. This is the skin of a killer, Bella."
And. Yeah. And he looks great. He looks like he's just kind of shiny.
Yeah. And
it doesn't even
and
look
also,
that bad. It just looks like he's got like rolled in glitter a little bit.
I don't remember the man's name. Batman.
Hello? It's time. It's time for me to go and talk with Cyril about Transformers. Let's take a little early break, Tanner.
Okay. Yeah.
And I'll be back in 5 minutes.
Okay.
All right.
Everybody, it's Jack again with a brand new update about the delightful family mystery mobile game June's Journey. I have been making real progress solving puzzles and getting stuff to put on my cool estate in the fun world of mystery, danger, and romance that's conjured up by June's Journey, a game set in the roaring 20s about a daring young woman named June who's traveling to her sister's estate to uncover scandalous family secrets and customizing her own luxurious estate island in the process. Tanner, unfortunately, is still pretty convinced by the ad brief we were sent that he has actually been assigned on a real secret mission to uncover the killer of June's sister, Claire. The good news is that after some extremely frustrating conversations with the unbelievably patient people at the Central Connecticut Steamship Authority, I was able to clear up the fracas regarding the steamship that Tanner rented. But the bad news is that, if I'm reading this hastily scrawled missive correctly, he appears to have gotten himself horribly lost in a hedge maze in Würzburg, which I think is in Germany. According to the secret code on the back of the letter, which to be clear, he's just written this part upside down, he is in good spirits and he is hot on the tail of Grandma Heath, and I shouldn't worry, but could I please send him 40 ducats in an unmarked envelope so that he can bribe the butler, which sounds both complicated and questionably legal. I'm going to keep you guys posted on this, but in the meantime, you can discover your inner detective just like I have when you download June's Journey for free today on iOS and Android. I have to go. There is apparently a carrier pigeon at the door with a new message from Tanner.
Wow. So I went to go talk to the boy about Transformers, which is what we do now. He needs that after bedtime. It's kind of a hassle.
Yeah.
And he wanted to talk about Pokemon instead. And I said,
tapped in Uncle
That's
Tanner.
What I said. I said, you know who knows a lot about Pokemon is Uncle Tanner. And he said, I know a lot more about Pokemon than Uncle Tanner does.
Okay. Does he want to put that to the test?
I asked him in the moment.
Because he will be humiliated.
That's kind of what I think. I was like, okay, do you want to prove it? And he said, yeah, I know that the penguin Pokemon transforms into a steel ball.
That doesn't sound right, no.
Well, it sounds like something he knows that you don't, I guess.
Well, I don't think that's true, though. So okay. If we're making up facts, yeah, there's probably a lot he knows.
I'll leave it to you guys, but all I have is his word.
Is the penguin Pokemon Piplup? Can you go wake him up?
Absolutely not. It was a nightmare getting out of the room.
Because Piplup turns into Empoleon, who's like a bigger penguin.
Please save it for next time you talk to my child. We got to talk about these wampires, don't we?
Where were we?
I've got a little game for us to play.
Yes, please.
I guess it's a new little segment. It's called a Conversation Starters.
Okay.
And it's a test for you. I'm going to do a conversation starter where I ask you something.
Okay.
And you can...
What's the goal? Is this like PUA stuff?
No, it's not pickup artist stuff.
Okay.
What it is you're... So my view is that Bella and Edward Cullen in this movie, the vampire and the teen girl,
yeah,
have very normal and the best conversations.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
Throughout
yeah.
the film. It's one of the...
So it's a little PUA-y.
It's one of the things about the film is that they have normal and good conversations.
Yeah.
And I think they're good models for what conversations should be like.
Yeah.
And so I'm going to start a conversation with you. You can respond, and then we'll compare whether what you did was right or not.
Okay.
Based on
Perfect.
How the conversation went.
Okay.
So why don't I just start?
Yeah.
Okay. Let's get into character here.
Who am I?
We're meeting at a bus stop, I guess.
I'm famed conversationalist Dorothy Parker.
Oh, okay. Okay, great. You're Dorothy Parker.
Famed wit.
Okay. And I am P.G. Woodhouse, author of the Jeeves and Wooster novel.
Ooh, this is going to be delightful.
Okay, and we're meeting at a bus stop.
Okay.
And it's raining.
Okay.
Ready?
Yeah. Do you ever smoke?
I start the conversation.
I wasn't talking to you.
So?
That's a weird way to start a conversation.
So?
Yes.
Are you enjoying the rain?
No.
That's it. Okay. All right. Okay. All right. Let's revisit. And scene.
And scene.
Do you want to, that was pretty good. Do you want to know the correct, that was pretty good. It was witty. It was abrupt. It was quick. It was funny. It was acerbic.
Yeah. Yeah. Sort of biting. Yeah. Kind of had that little edge.
Do you want to know what the correct answer is?
Yeah. Yeah.
To have a good conversation. When someone says,
so you're enjoying the rain?
The response is,
well, I don't really like the rain. Any cold, wet thing, I don't really.
And then you just kind of trail off.
Oh, okay.
So I don't really like the rain. Any cold, wet thing, that's the correct answer when someone
right.
says, so you enjoy the rain. If you want to do it right and have a good conversation.
That's interesting she says that because she does fall in love with a cold, wet thing.
Yeah. Well, that's why she just kind of trails off, maybe.
Right. She thought she was doing a faux pas.
Okay, let's
You knew
do,
she wouldn't get
one.
Along with is Golem. Am I right?
She wouldn't get along with Golem. He would be like, yeah. cold, wet things. That's my fucking wheelhouse. Even
I love
before
that.
I was, even when I was just Schmeagol.
Yeah.
I loved cold, wet things. I loved sucking eggs and diving into the river for stuff.
Yeah. And eating little fish out of
yeah.
like river
This is
cave.
Like literally before being Golem. I was just a normal guy. And that's the type of shit I was into is cold,
yeah.
wet stuff.
Yeah.
Okay. I've got a few more.
Yeah, please.
Okay. Do you want to be the same guys for this next one? I've got three more.
No, I'm going to be famed dialogue writer.
Okay.
Aaron Sorkin.
Perfect. Okay, that's great. And I'll be James Joyce.
Okay, perfect. God,
I
would
James
to be
Joyce?
A fly on that wall.
Yeah. Okay, ready?
Yeah.
And where do you want to be? We can be, it's, I mean, I think it might be the same bus stop, but it's from
I think
the
it's
same
a, it's it's a sports show. It's like okay. behind the scenes at a sports show, like okay. like a sports center.
It's like Pardon the Interruption is
yeah,
happening.
Exactly.
With Tony Kornheiser and Michael Wilbon, and we're in the wings.
were in the wings. Do you remember every day after, God, we used to drink a lot. Every day after, I almost said school, after work.
Yeah.
You and I, not every day, but most days, would walk to a bar called One Star Bar.
Uh-huh.
And
horrifying.
There was, and Pardon the Interruption was always playing on every TV.
Oh, yeah.
So I know what you mean, because I've seen a lot of Pardon the Interruption, it turns out.
Yeah, it turns out. You ready?
Yeah.
Okay, so who are you? Aaron Sorkin. I'm James Joyce. Do I have to do an Irish accent?
Yes, please.
Okay. Ready?
Yeah.
And we're backstage behind Pardon the Interruption.
Yes.
Okay.
Are we guests on the show or are we producers?
Maybe we're waiting for a guest spot, I guess, but we're like shooting the shit before we,
we're
go,
like,
before we go on.
We're the kind of guests who they have on like as regulars, but like we are constantly getting bumped for like actual guests.
Yeah.
But we show up anyway just in case they need us.
Yeah.
Okay.
Ready?
Yeah.
If you hate the cold and the rain so much, why did you move to the wettest place in the continental U.S.? Sorry for that.
Oh, yeah.
That's the best I can do.
It wasn't my choice. I was compelled to by my parents. I'm a minor.
Aaron Sorkin?
Yes.
Okay.
This is sort of a prequel.
And scene. That's it. Actually, pretty close to
not
right.
Not too bad.
That's
yeah.
not too bad, yeah.
If you hate the cold and the rain so much, why'd you move to the wettest place in the continental U.S.?
The right answer is...
it's complicated. My mom remarried and,
And then you just kind of trail off.
And then you
just kind of trail
she
off.
She remarried an aunt?
It just says remarried aunt. And we're just kind of just left to wonder. But you did a really good job. I think if you had just trailed off at the end of that, we would have nailed it.
Yeah. I think that's the trick to a good conversation is you leave them wanting more.
Yeah.
You know, it's intriguing. It makes you seem compelling. It makes you seem mysterious.
Okay, I've got two more for you. We got to get
yeah,
through.
Please.
You ready?
Let's do 10 more.
Let's do two more.
Who do I want to be this time? Micro Machine. I'm the Micro Machine guy from the commercials from the 80s.
Perfect. And I'm Dr. Samuel Johnson, author of the dictionary, the first dictionary.
To be a fly on that wall.
And we're in a Warby Parker.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Perfect. I was just at a Warby Parker the other day.
Yeah.
Can I do a quick dad talk?
Yeah, please.
Before we get into it. Miles, we all have this cold. Miles brought home a cold. We've tested. It's not COVID. Leave us alone.
Yeah. Please just leave them alone.
Miles and I have managed to skate above.
Yeah.
We're both a little sick, but like we're mostly fine.
Yeah.
The missus has been hit pretty hard by this cold and she's
been. She's
like,
been tweeting about it.
In bed. Yeah, yeah. She's been tweeting about it. You all saw. She was tweeting about it.
Yeah.
The school called us yesterday.
She's watching Bridgerton.
She is watching Bridgerton right now, yeah. School called us the other day and said, Miles doesn't seem like himself. He seems ill. Can you come pick him up? It was 3 p.m. And I
fucking
said,
God damn it.
Fine.
Yeah. Yeah.
And when I picked him up, he was in totally fine spirits. Like, completely
I swear
himself.
To God, man, I've been there.
He's healthy
there
as a horse.
So many times. It's just like, what? Why? What? Do you understand how much of an inconvenience this is and also how much I'm paying you for this not
to
happen?
Yeah.
Anyway.
So I was like, well, it's 3 p.m. The mall is going to be dead.
Yeah.
He's never been inside the mall. We drive by it every day on the way to school and he always asks about it. He said, what that big building?
Yeah, what that big building. I already told you, Miles.
It's the mall.
Yeah.
It's a store that had lots of little stores inside. So I was like, let's go to the mall. Let's go kill some time at the mall.
Nice.
So we went to the mall for like 2 hours.
Oh, that's great.
And just walked around, saw the sights, rode the escalators, rode the Easter Bunny was there. Easter Bunny freaked Miles out.
Yeah, scary.
He waved at him. And I was like, he doesn't see you. Don't worry. They only see movement.
It's like the Predator.
Yeah.
And he has like heat sensors. Yeah, don't worry.
Our mall doesn't have a toy store, which Miles found very disappointing, but it does have a Hot Topic, which we went into so that he could buy a couple blind pack toys.
Nice. Yeah.
Yeah. And we went to a Warby Parker. He said, what this store? I said, this is a glasses store. This is where you buy glasses. And we walked in.
Great. Perfect. So
can we help you, sirs? We're just browsing.
We're just browsing. This has been Dad Talk. So it's Dr. Johnson and the Micro Machine guys. Dr. Yep. Samuel Johnson,
yep.
Author of The Rambler.
Yeah.
I think. The Rambler, is that right? Is that his magazine, The Rambler? I believe so. Rasselas, famously, author of Rasselas, yes. And of course the composer of the first dictionary. Yeah. And we're meeting in Warby Parker, and you're the Micro Machines guy, and we're testing what's a good conversation, and I'll get started.
Okay.
Did you get contacts? Your eyes were black the last time I saw you. Now they're golden brown.
One sec.
Okay. That's more than a second has passed now.
Shut up. I'm trying to get into the
character of the Micro Machines guy. Okay.
Yeah.
He talks really fast.
I know what he does, Jack.
Yeah.
Believe it or not, I know what he does.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay, here we go. Perfect. Yeah. Yes. Okay, I found it. Oh no, I haven't found it. Okay, here we go.
Yeah.
Say your line again.
Did you get contacts? Your eyes were black the last time I saw you. Now they're golden brown.
What's your friend?
Did you say, to translate that, did you say, no, it's the fluorescence?
Yeah.
That's right. That's correct. Yeah. Yes. And that's how to have a conversation.
Hey, did you get contacts? Your eyes were black the last time I saw you, and now they're like golden brown.
Yeah, I know. It's the, it's the fluorescence.
Yeah, I went to film school. I don't know if you knew this. I know a lot about film, about art,
yeah.
About the creation of art. Mm-hmm. And it is true. When you film in under fluorescent lights, you do have to do a lot of color correction or else your footage is all going to turn out pretty green.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, fair
you
enough.
You can take that. That's advice for any of you. You can take that to the bank.
Do you want to do one more and then we'll talk about baseball?
Yes, please.
We can just be Jack and Tanner meeting in a...
No.
No, okay.
That doesn't do it for me. I'm not... I know me well enough to know that I wouldn't be able to maintain a conversation.
Okay. All right.
So you can be Jack, but I will be... What's the context for the conversation?
We're talking about animals.
Okay. I will be Animal from Muppet, from the Muppets.
Perfect. Okay. Yeah. And where are we meeting? In a tree is where this conversation takes place.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. That's good.
Okay.
Maybe good. It's the Great Deku Tree from Zelda.
Sure. It's Jack, famous podcaster and author of 67 Reasons Why Cats Are Better Than Dogs, available at probably, sometimes I see it in bookstores.
Yeah. Available online.
Online, yeah. Meeting with Animal from the Muppet in the Great Deku Tree from Zelda.
Yeah.
So the lion fell in love with the lamb.
Animal!
And then I like bang drums.
The correct answer is, what a stupid lamb.
So the lion fell in love with the lamb.
What a stupid lamb.
I'm a sick masochistic lion.
Oh, yeah. And then he says, like, what a horny lion.
Yeah. Anyway, whatever. And that's how you have a conversation. This is a movie about conversation and how to have good ones. And Bella and Edward are constantly having very normal, good conversations throughout this film. And I think we've amply demonstrated that.
And they do. They pack in the conversations.
Yeah.
And they have like these really intense, like interesting conversations so that they can afford to do
baseball.
These sort of like dialogue-less scenes where it's mostly just Bella and Edward looking at one another very intensely as like guitar riffs play.
Yeah, yeah. And it's like, is that Radiohead? No, it's Linkin Park.
Yeah.
But it rules no matter what.
Let's talk about this baseball scene. I'm so excited to talk about this baseball scene. It's so good.
So let's just say the movie, nothing happens. She's like, we are vampires, but we're good ones. We're vegetarians, and we just like hang out and pretend to be high schoolers, and it's fine. And she's
at some point she goes to the Cullens' house, their compound.
They like kind of adorably try to cook her dinner.
Oh yeah, even though they're vampires and they don't eat. But
and
she's like,
I already
have, like,
ate,
art.
And they like throw the salad on the ground.
Bella, we're making Italiano for you.
Oh.
Bella, this is Esme, my mother, for all intents and purposes.
Buongiorno.
Molto bene.
Giving us an excuse to use the kitchen for the first time.
I hope you're hungry.
Yeah, absolutely.
She already ate.
Yeah. It's like Texas Roadhouse. They have some art on the wall.
Yes.
It's all graduation caps, like tastefully collaged.
Yeah.
And she asks Edward.
Graduation caps?
And he's like,
Yeah, it's a private joke. We matriculate a lot.
Because we keep going places and pretending to be
high
teenagers.
But they're good vampires. They tell her the story of being vampires. Everything seems fine. There's no problem. And then at some point they're like, let's go play baseball. Because it's like, and that's not in any vampire lore. I've read Bram Stoker's Dracula.
You have. Did you know that it's epistolary?
Yes, I know that it's epistolary.
Okay.
And they don't play baseball. So I think this is new lore.
Vampires don't play baseball?
In Bram Stoker's Dracula.
Oh, okay. They do. And have you read Anne Rice?
No, I did see.
There's
the
a pretty long baseball.
With a vampire. Okay.
There's a pretty long baseball
okay,
scene
so
in
this
the
isn't,
book.
This isn't a first. Okay.
Yeah. That's established. They have to play baseball during thunderstorms because they wail the ball so hard that it makes thunder.
Guys, if you haven't seen Twilight,
there's honestly a 20-minute baseball scene.
There's
and
a
it's
20-minute
so
baseball
good.
Scene, and it's just out of this world. It's so surprising that it's happening.
It's so surprising it's happening. It's like it's smack dab in the middle of the film.
Yeah.
It's like the core of the
it's
planet.
It's the last thing you expect.
Yeah. God, it's good.
They play baseball, but they're so good at it.
Yeah, and they look like natural athletes, the way they move.
Yeah. Yeah. And then some other vampires show up, and they're like, can
the
we
bad
play
vampires.
Baseball? But they were not even bad. They're just like, they show up, and they're like,
our apologies. We didn't realize the territory had been claimed.
Yes, well, we maintain a permanent residence nearby.
Really? Well, we won't be a problem anymore. We were just passing through.
Well, they're hunters, and they're not.
They've been killing
vampires.
People in the town.
They've been killing sad old men mostly
in the town. Yeah,
yeah.
And they're like, "Hey, we've been killing sad old men in the town." And the Cullens are like, "Well, that's actually causing problems for us because this is our territory." And they're like, "Oh, we're really sorry. We didn't realize it was your territory. We'll clear out. Want to play baseball?" And the Cullens are like, okay, sure, yeah, let's play a little baseball.
Yeah,
and then they
like,
smell Bella
because
she smells like shit.
You brought a snack. A human?
What's that stink?
What the fuck is that stink?
Yeah, and it's Bella, and they all want to eat, gobble her up, even though there's tons of other people they can gobble up in this city.
Yeah, they want to gobble up Bella. And then Edward is like,
me, James is a tractor. The hunt is his obsession. I read his mind. My reaction to the field set him off. I just made this his most exciting game ever.
Yeah.
And he's not going to rest until he's hunted.
He can't rest. He's like the saber tooth from
Marvel Comics. Loves to hunt. Yeah.
I was thinking about this. So this afternoon I watched this film. Mm-hmm. And then when I was done watching the film, I was laying on the couch and nodded off and went to sleep because I'm an old man now.
Yeah.
And I woke up like an hour later, and in that kind of like daydreamy haze of waking up from a nap at 5 p.m.
Yeah.
My mind immediately snapped to the movie, and I was thinking about if I were a vampire.
Yeah.
And I wanted to be sort of an upstanding vampire.
Mm-hmm.
Where would I go? Because what I would want to do is I would want to eat people, right?
Yes.
But I would want to eat people who like don't have a lot of family, you know,
okay.
Or like won't be missed.
That's nice, yeah.
But also, like, it's sort of implied in the film that, like, young, tender blood is better than old blood.
I guess so, yeah.
So I'd want to go somewhere where it's lots of young people who, like, wouldn't be missed and don't have family. And then I don't know where that is.
I mean, probably an orphanage, man.
Yeah, okay.
So this is the...
Let me write that down.
Yeah. this is orphanage. What this is trending towards.
Orphanage?
It's pretty dark.
Well, an orphanage where, though? We probably need an orphanage with a lot of turnaround.
Yeah, I mean, maybe in like a some country that's like...
Name the country.
Doesn't have like a lot of like regular, like a strong regulatory environment for
maybe like Eastern Europe.
Sure. Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to write down Eastern Europe. I just like to have this stuff planned. You know, I like to have contingencies. Yeah.
Okay.
Cause I'm not a planner like normally.
Yeah.
I don't like think through my life or goals or anything like that. So I just sort of like to have a lot of irons in the fire. Just
okay.
In case.
So now you've got
turn
that.
Into a vampire.
Yeah. But if you do, you know where you're going to go.
Like I said earlier, like, am I attractive enough to draw the attention of Dr. Cullen?
If he
found me like on a deathbed somewhere, would he be like, I gotta save this one?
I gotta save this one. He's handsome.
And maybe he would. And then I need to know where to find fresh meat.
They have a brother. There's a brother, isn't there, as well? But he's not. He's just another handsome boy that Dr. Cullen has saved.
Yeah.
And he is played by an actor named Jackson Rathbone.
Oh, that's cool.
And that does bring me to my first and only name generator of the night.
Oh, perfect.
Which is, what is your... Jackson Rathbone name.
Okay, yeah.
And so
name.
The way that I do it, and you can do it, and maybe you should just do it this way, is I take my first name, I add son to it, and then I pick one of the seven deadly sins, and then I add a verb for the copulative act.
Okay, yeah.
So I'll just do mine now. My Jackson Rathbone name is Jackson Rathbone.
Yeah. Okay. Mine, I guess, so mine, first one is Tannerson.
Yeah.
And then what are the seven deadly? Pride, I guess.
Yeah.
And then pork?
Okay. Yeah. So... Tannerson Pride Pork?
Yeah, Tannerson Pride Pork.
That's pretty good, too.
And I think if I check into the hospital...
Yeah.
If I'm, like, ill and I check into the hospital and they're like, name, I'm going to be like, Tannerson Pride Pork. Because I do want to sort of draw the attention of Dr. Cullen. You know, like, he's looking through hospital manifests. And he's like, who's going to make a good vampire today? You know, and he's like, oh, this guy's got a pretty interesting name.
It's got a kind of
timeless quality to it.
Yeah, it does. Yeah. It really does. And folks, you can play along at home.
Can I do my name generator?
Yeah, please. Yeah, I didn't realize you had one. Yeah.
Yeah, mine's really easy. At one point, Edward is talking about, so he reveals that he's a vampire, and he reveals that every vampire has a special vampire power.
Yeah.
His friend Alice... is her vampire powers that she can see the future.
Yeah, and he can read minds.
And he can read minds, but he can't read Bella's mind.
I know. What the fuck? What's going on there? Folks who know Twilight, why is that?
Yeah, why is that?
Why is that? She's the only one whose mind...
She's vampire-proof. Maybe she's a Van Helsing.
She's a Van Helsing.
Yeah.
That sounds right.
Like historically, it's like the Belmont. Maybe she's a Belmont.
Yeah.
From Castlevania.
Usually that's a thing. Yeah, she's Simon's Quest.
Yeah, she's Simon's Quest. And he says,
I can read every mind in this room apart from yours.
And she says, oh yeah, prove it. And he looks around. They're in like a coffee shop.
Yeah.
And he looks around the room and he reads everyone's mind. And everyone is thinking about one of three things. And that's my name generator.
Okay.
What? Would Edward Cullen read in your mind if you read your mind?
In a coffee shop.
Yeah. And here's how it works. You pick a number.
Yeah.
Or actually, you before whatever you're doing right now.
Yeah.
What was the last thing you did?
Okay.
Tell me.
I talked to my son about Pokemon.
Okay, that's not one of the three things.
Okay.
The three things are sex, money, or cat.
Money. Sex. Money. Sex. Cat.
Cat. Yeah. Okay.
One guy was thinking about cat. Everyone else was thinking about sex money.
Yeah.
So I was hoping you would say cat.
You were hoping. So just to kind of run.
So the
this
way
back,
this name generator works is.
You said before what you were doing right now.
Yeah.
What was the last thing you did? And you were hoping against hope that my response was going to be cat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So the way this name generator works is it's whatever the last thing you were doing before you're doing whatever you're doing right now.
Yeah.
But it has to be either sex, money, or cat. And I think if we're being honest with ourselves, and I think this is Edward's point, it probably was sex, money, or cat.
Yeah.
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 Unless you're a dad, and then like maybe you were like hanging out with your children. But
yeah, and then you get an exemption. Dads do get an exemption, and everyone else, it's just be honest.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was upstairs downloading some games that I can play later on my PlayStation.
Yeah.
And I guess that's...
That's fine, because you're a dad, and you get an exemption.
Oh, right. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
But everybody else, you know, when you hand in your homework for this, it better be sex, money, or cat, unless you're dad.
You better show your math.
Yeah. Good. That's a fun one.
Yeah.
So then your fun name generator is, what were you thinking about? And if it's not sex, money, or a cat, and you're not a dad, it's wrong.
I think you're lying to yourself. Yeah. Dig deeper.
Dig deeper. Yeah. Good. That's most of... Oh, you know what we can do is we do this for romance novels sometimes.
What?
Is let's guess the sequels.
Oh, yeah. Let's guess the sequels.
Yeah.
Okay, so this was the love story of Bella and Edward.
Yeah.
And then the way romances work is there's some secondary character in this story.
Yeah.
That becomes the focus of the next story.
Yeah.
And who do we think that is? There's a lot of pairing off. Cup Song Girl.
Yes, Cup Song Girl is in this. I should say that Cup Song Girl is in this.
And she pairs off with the boy that seemed like he was going to be a rude jock that Jack was talking about earlier.
Yes.
But he's actually a fairly sweet boy.
He's pretty nice. Yeah.
Yeah. So they're a viable candidate. There's a girl who wears glasses.
Yeah.
And she pairs off with a guy who almost kills Bella with his truck.
Right. But Edward stops it because he's got super strength.
So they're a potential pair.
Yeah.
And then there's a third pair, which is like there's this cool guy who like is the ambassador of the school who tries to show Bella around.
Yeah.
And actually, maybe he's the one who ends up with the girl with glasses. So there's a little bit of a love triangle there,
and
too.
There's also Taylor Lautner, and maybe he's a werewolf, but I don't think it's even set in this.
Yeah, it's sort of heavily implied.
It's heavily implied, but there's not much. And his dad is mean.
Yeah, his dad is a little mean. And I think probably the theme song of that movie, the next movie, if it is Taylor Lautner, will be Wolves at the Door.
From Radiohead.
Yeah.
I think that'd be good.
Because they do all the soundtracks for these.
Yeah, it's all Radiohead. It's all Johnny Greenwood. It's a Johnny Greenwood score.
So I thought you were joking. There is a Linkin Park song on this album.
No, I'm not joking.
Yeah, and there's a Paramore song, a couple of Paramore songs.
There's an Iron and Wine song. It's very
And then,
famous.
Jack, listen
They're
to
very
this.
Very famous Iron and Wine
there's
song.
There's a song that appeared in this movie called Never Think.
Yeah.
And it was written by and performed by Robert Pattinson.
Okay.
So he did an original song for this score.
What a talent.
Yeah, and you're hearing a little bit of it now.
Yeah.
And isn't it good?
Oh, isn't it good? And he is handsome, though.
Yeah, what a looker. You know, I've seen him masturbate into the ocean.
I was not expecting that sentence, I guess. It's a film? There's a movie or something he does it?
Yeah, it's called The Lighthouse.
Oh, thank God. Thank God.
Yeah, and he gets so lonely at the lighthouse that he goes out and masturbates into the ocean.
Can I tell you a story?
Yeah, please. God, if it's about you masturbating in the ocean, I'm going to regret saying yes.
I went to Greece in junior year.
Famously, Greece has a lot of...
Oceans. I went to Greece in junior year of college.
Famously horny time for a lot of young men.
And the idea was that we would hitchhike around Greece.
What was this, like 2003?
99, 2000.
Okay. And pre-9/11, we were still trusting, you know, we still hitchhiked.
The guy I went with, who was my roommate and friend, was like, the trick is we'll go to like a tourist spot. Like we went, so that where we went was like some ruins in Corinth.
Yeah.
And he was like, we need to find a van with a D on it, which means that it's Germans. He was like, we have to find German tourists.
Okay.
And we saw a van with a because they're like friendly and open.
Okay.
And they have a van. And we saw it in the parking lot. And then we went and found those guys and made friends with them. And we were like, can we go in your van? And they were like, yes. And they drove us for a while. And we stayed at their house that night with their family. And
I thought they were German. Your story's falling apart.
They're German. They had rented a house.
Okay.
And the thing that I want to tell you about is that at night, we all went out and together we silently threw rocks into the ocean.
Oh, wow. It's like Garden State.
And I'll never forget it. One of the Germans turned to me and said, I think this is something that people are doing around the world for all of time.
It was Herzog?
I want to say the story. It's something that it makes you human. And then he paused for a second. We all threw our rocks in the ocean. And then the guy goes, I am human too.
So it is like Garden State.
It's a lot like Garden State.
Yeah.
It's beautiful. Have I told you that story before?
I don't think so. Beautiful story. Edward admits that he sneaks into Bella's bedroom when she's sleeping just to watch her sleep.
Yeah.
And that's Aerosmith?
No, it's Lifehouse.
Lifehouse, yes. I would stay awake just to watch you sleep, breathing.
Outside your door to listen to your breathing. It's where I want. It's where I want to be. Yeah, that's Lifehouse. Sorry.
Why do you know so many Lifehouse lyrics? Hmm? Be careful. That's their trick.
Yeah.
They sing their little siren song to you, and you're like, God, these guys are good. I'm jamming to this. And then before you know it, you're head over heels in love with Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Given yourself.
That's how it happens. Yeah. Yeah. That can happen with Switchfoot too, folks, if you're not good.
Yeah, and Five Iron Frenzy. If you're like a ska, if you're a big fan of ska.
Yeah. And what else? I think that's covered all of it. The movie.
It was a movie. I'll say that.
Yeah.
We definitely watched a movie.
We watched a movie. I thought there was going to be more like bad guys in it.
Yeah, I thought there was going to be more bad guys too. I thought there was going to be more vampire action.
Yeah.
There's one big fight scene at the end in a museum for some reason.
Yeah.
But that's really the only vampire action, except for the baseball game.
Yeah, there's a lot of this movie is a vampire baseball.
Big, big chunk of it. Yeah, and that's the only time they really get to show off their vampire moves, except for this fight scene at the end.
Yeah, and then when Edward's climbing up the tree like a squirrel.
Yeah, or running through the woods with Bella on his back. God, it looks so silly.
It does look very silly, yeah. But she's like,
this
super
movie
down
stunk.
It's not.
And if you're
movie
into it, that's fine. Maybe the book is
that's
a lot
great,
better.
Even. It's a I think it's like a fine movie to be into. Like, if you're into the lore and shit, like, I could see liking
it. If you're into this lore, you guys should watch Daybreakers. Golly, that's some good vampire lore.
Yeah.
Some of the best I've seen.
This was weird. I didn't get it.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a good way to put it.
Yeah.
Wasn't for me.
I didn't get it. Maybe we'll watch the sequel.
God, I hope so. I'm a completionist.
You remember those Russian vampire books that are movies?
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about?
Those were good. Yeah, Night Watch.
Night Watch and Day Watch and Twilight
and
Watch, I think.
Yeah.
Those are
those
cool.
Were,
those
there's were
movies,
really good movies
of it.
I haven't read the books. I've just seen the movies, and they're all really good.
I think I've weirdly read the books and seen the movies.
There's a really good vampire movie called Let the Right One In, and if you're going to watch a vampire movie,
that's
watch
good,
that one.
That's Tilda Swinton, right?
No.
Only Lovers Left Alive is the one I'm thinking of. That's a vampire movie, too.
There's also a movie. If we're talking about movies,
yeah,
there's a movie from 2016 called The Transfiguration.
Okay.
And that is also a hell of a vampire movie.
Yeah.
That is the best vampire movie I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah.
So watch that one. It's not romantic. It's quite violent.
But this was Twilight. We liked it. We loved it. We didn't actually like it, I don't think, all that much.
No, but we were excited about it.
You know what? I had a pretty good time. I had a pretty good time watching it. Just because there's been so much hype.
Yeah. I think it's really our fault for doing this a week after watching You've Got Mail, because You've Got Mail is like...
Yeah.
Such a good movie. It's such a love letter to New York.
It's such a love letter to New York. This one's kind of a love letter to Forks, Washington.
Yeah. an unwelcome and dejected love letter to Forks Washington.
Yeah. Should we go?
Yes, please.
Okay, we're going to go. I'd like to thank you, Tanner, so very much for bearing with me. I'd like to thank the Baby Nation so very much for bearing with us. Thank you for watching Twilight with us. It was fun to watch it, finally. I finally saw it. I finally understand it. I don't understand it. I didn't get it.
Yeah. You're like a Redditor in 2008.
Yeah.
Remember that was a meme? It was like still a better love story than Twilight.
Remind me?
That was the meme. It was everyone on Reddit in 2008 would be like, they'd post a video of like a chimp like humping a goat, and they'd be, okay. And someone in the comment, the top comment was always inevitably like, still a better love story than Twilight.
I think it's I believe it's not. That they love each other in this.
Twilight is a competent love story.
They really loved each other.
About two people who are deeply in love.
We didn't dwell on it, but they absolutely really fell for each other.
She, at prom, they go to prom.
Yeah.
She says, I want to be a wampir with you forever.
Yeah. And he's like, my body's
too
cold.
He was prepared to do that.
My body's too cold. They call him the cold one.
Yeah, the cold one, which is cool. It's like a
Taste the Rockies.
Yeah, it's like a Coors Light. Crack into a cold. Hey, I wouldn't mind cracking into that cold one.
I wouldn't mind cracking into a cold one. That's what she could say.
Yeah.
That's what we watched this week. Thank you for listening. And please remember to subscribe to our Patreon. It's patreon.com/BSCCpodcast. And we are talking about the TJF shows. And it's really fun. We're having an absolute blast.
You must
join us. It's only $5 a month. And it's so fun in there right now. It's hot. It's as hot as it's ever been in there right
now. Yeah. It's the best podcast we do, and we do a lot of podcasts.
Yeah, patreon.com/BSCCpodcast. Join the fun, join our Facebook group. Facebook, it's called Baby Nation, and we're having a nice time in there as well. And rate and review our show wherever you rate and review shows, and recommend it to a friend. Now is a good time, you know? It's just like, hey, do you like movies about love?
I do.
Yeah, who doesn't? Yeah. Listen to this funny show that's talking about it. All that remains is for me to say that this week we watched a movie. That movie was called Twilight by Catherine Hardwicke directed it.
Oh, yeah. But it was by Stephanie Meyer.
By Stephanie Meyer, the writer. And next week we're going to be reading a little book, by which I mean watching a little movie. And I'm going to present a few options for you here, Tanner.
Okay, please.
Somewhere in Time. We've talked about it. Sarah wants us to watch it. It's got Christopher Reeve. It's a time-traveling love story.
Okay. That sounds pretty good.
Reality Bites.
Ooh, I do want to see that too.
The Lost City. I think it's only in theaters at the moment with Sandra Bullock. It looks pretty fun.
Mm.
If we chose to watch that, I would get to go and just go watch it during the week.
Maybe.
Marry Me. That's a movie that's come out recently with Owen Wilson and Jennifer Lopez. And Dirty Dancing is my final offer.
Let's do the Christopher Reeve one.
Okay, let's do the Christopher Reeve one. Next week, we're going to be watching a little movie called Somewhere in Time.
Yeah.
Directed by Jeanette Svark.
Oh, perfect.
I don't know how to say it.
Yeah.
All now that remains is for me to say that I have this week, of course, been Jack Alexander Shepard.
My name is Tanner Greenring.
I hope you find your happily ever after.
Is that what we say?
That's what we have so far.
We'll work on it. We might be childhood friends, and I might drive you around the bend, but I'm sure it's crazy kid to work it out in the end. I might kiss you on the lips despite your nose, but I guess that's how it goes. Let's keep falling in love with our strange bedfellows. Beep.